Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. HaPesach, if you have a Korban Pesach, Shinisarev Bezvachem, that it got mixed up in other Korbanos. For example, you had three sheep, you had a Korban Pesach, an Ola, a burnt offering, and a Ashim, a guilt offering, and they all got mixed up, and now you don't know, you know, which one's which. And the rule is that, you know, the halachas of the, how you eat these Korbanos, or the spritzing of the blood on the Mizbeach, They're not equal. They're different. They're different karbanos. So now you can't bring them on the mizbeach anymore because you don't know which one's which. So what do you do? Kulan yiru achis ta'avu. You have to let them just graze in the field until they get a blemish. Once they get a blemish, you know, they can't be brought on the mizbeach anymore. V'imach, and then go ahead and sell them. V'yavi b'dmei ha'yafa shebehen, and then take the money that you get from the sale of these three animals. V'minzeh b'dmei ha'yafa shebehen mi'minzeh. Meaning, you take, let's just say you had these three karbanos, okay? So you're obligated to take the money that you got from selling them and replace them with new karbanos. For example, you'd bring a new karban pesach, a new asham, and a new ola. Just buy new ones. So take that money and then buy three new ones and then bring those three new ones. And they bring down like this, hayafa shebehen. What does that mean? Let's say you sold one animal for a selah. Okay? And then one animal for a sela and a half. And then the other animal for two slam. So you see now, the one that was most valued was at two slam. So now each of them have to be really redeemed at a value of two slam, because lest, if you only do it to one, maybe it was the other one that was really a two slam. So you always have to go with the highest number. Now if you add it all together, you're going to have 1 + 1.5 + 2 = 4.5, right? Now, if you're gonna buy three new animals and bring them as a Pesach, an Ola, and an Asham, at two each, it's gonna be six. So where's the other 1.5 coming from? V'yafsa hamosa mibeso. So the remainder has to come out of your own pocket. You gotta just take that money out and you know, shell it out. Because, you know, you're at fault over here. So you take out the remaining 1.5 from your pocket, and then you'll have a total of six so that you can buy three new karbanos, each one with its highest value, because we don't want to diminish the value and say, you know, I'll just do one at one, one at 1.5, one at two, because you don't know which one's which. So they all have that value of two, and therefore you'd replace the change that you have now from the sale with another 1.5 of salam, and then you'll have six total to buy three new karbanos at two salam each, and then bring one as an ola, one as an asham, not a shlamim, an asham, and one as a karban pesach. Now, of course, they bring down, it's important to keep in mind that the Ola and the Ashim is brought on the Mizbeach, right, regardless of the time of year. But the third animal, I can only bring it as a Korban Pesach if, when it got its blemish in the field, it was before Pesach. So now when Pesach approaches, I could still bring that third one as a Korban Pesach. But if it got its blemish in the field after Pesach, I can't bring it as a Korban Pesach anymore. So what do I do? So the rule is that if you have a Korban Pesach, that for some reason you couldn't bring it, that animal now is brought as a Korban Shlamim, a peace offering instead. So if they only got the blemish in the field after Pesach, then you'd bring it as a Korban Shlamim. That's how you resolve the mix-up that happened over here. Okay, but what about a new case? What happens if Nisarev B'Bechoros? If your Korban Pesach got mixed up with the Bechoros, right, a carbon that's brought from a bechar, from the oldest animal. So shemat and damim, their spritching on the mizbeach is equal to the spritching of the carbon pesach. So now you have the carbon pesach. You have this bechar, this firstborn animal, which is also brought as a carbon, which is called the carbon bechar. So they got mixed up with each other. The rule is that the spritching of the blood is the same, but the way you eat it is not the same. It's eaten by kohanim. Okay. The Pesach is eaten by everybody, right? But the Bechor is only by Kohanim, okay? And that's one difference, okay? So the Pesach is eaten by Yisraelim, the Bechor is eaten by Kohanim. And the second difference is that the Pesach is only eaten that night. The Bechor can be eaten for 2 days and one night. So what happens? The spritzing on the blood, they're equal. But also the eating and who could eat it, they're different. So Rabbi Shimon says, Im chaburas kohanim, if the group that had this carbon got mixed up happened to be a group of kohanim, okay, then yochelu, they could mamish, as kulam b'leila pesach, they could eat all them the night of Pesach, meaning, sheyakrivu v'erev pesach, you bring them as a carbon erev pesach, you bring all them as a carbon, you bring them all erev pesach, and you say, whichever one should be the carbon pesach, let it be the carbon Pesach, and then sacrifice it to have Pesach. And whichever one is the Bechar, let it be brought as the Bechar. And then they go ahead and they eat it all on the night of Pesach up until Chatzos, like a carbon Pesach. Because now everything, you don't have to let it graze and get a blemish and sell it and all that stuff. You don't have to do that. Because it's a group of Kohanim. So Kohanim can eat a Bechar. So just like they eat the Bechar, they eat the carbon Pesach. So eating is not a problem. The spritzing of the blood is the same, so that's not a problem. The only problem here would be is that the carbon Pesach is only given, you can only eat it that night, right? But the Bechar can be eaten for 2 days and one night. So the problem here is that you're limiting the Bechar to be eaten now only on one night. And then the remainders you're going to burn the next day. You can't. That's a problem. It's a problem of Nosar. You're not supposed to leave over leftovers from a carbon. You're not allowed to after the time limit. And if you do, you got to burn it. So it's a law. It's a serious thing. You can't do it. It's a negative commandment. If you did it, you burn it, but you're not supposed to. So what happens is now is that granted, these Kohanim can eat the carbon Pesach that night, but the Bechar, they should really have an extra day to eat it, right? It's 2 days and one night. And if you can make them burn it the next day, so then you're doing a problem of Nosar. So Rabbi Shimon, who has this opinion, his opinion is that when it comes to Mutul Havi Kachim Leis Psul, that you could bring Kachim, like Karbanos, to Nosar. He's not concerned about it. Whereas the Chachamim, the Chachamim, they argue, and they say, She'ain Mevim Kachim, you can't cause Kachim to come to Nosar. It's a law, it's a negative commandment. And they require the Chachamim, if the carbon Pesach got mixed up with the Bechar, so they're going to hold Yeru Kulam, they all have to graze until they get a blemish. And then you sell them, and you take the money, and you do the same thing. You take the highest value, and you bring new carbonos, carbon Pesach for the carbon Pesach, and the carbon Bechar for the carbon Bechar. So they argue on Rabbi Shimon. And then, of course, when they're coming, if it was before Pesach, then one animal would be as a carbon Pesach, and then the other one would be a Bechar. If it was after Pesach, one can still be brought as a Bechar, but the other one have to be brought as a Shlamim, because now it's not Pesach anymore. And if you have a carbon that was supposed to be a Pesach and it became invalid, it's brought as a Shlamim instead. And we're talking about, of course, that, you know, you let it graze, you got a blemish, you sold it, and then you bought new animals. So it's these new animals, that's the halacha that would apply. So Chalom argue on Rabbi Shimon, and that wraps up the two opinions over here in Mishnah Ches. Moving right along to Mishnah Tes. Chabura, if you have a group of people that were appointed to bring a carbon Pesach, She'avad Pischa, they lost their carbon Pesach. V'amr le'echad, so one of the people in the group tells his friend, say, go out, u'bikesh, go find the carbon Pesach, u'shchot aleinu, and then go ahead and shecht it for us when you find it. V'halach, he goes, u'matzi, he finds the carbon Pesach, v'shachat, and then he shechts it for his friends. And then in the meantime, v'heim, lakhu, the b'nei chabura, the people of the group, they thought this guy couldn't find it, and you know, who knows what happened to him. So they went ahead, and they shechted their own, v'shachatu, they shechted a new carbon for the carbon Pesach. So now, imshalo, so now what happens? So, imshalo nishchat rishon, if the carbon Pesach of the shliach, of the messenger, that went to find the carbon Pesach, if his was shechted first, hu ochel mishalo, he eats from his carbon Pesach, v'heim ochlem imo mishalo, and they could eat from his carbon Pesach as well. Because from the fact that they told him, shchot alinu shecht it for us, so they appointed themselves to be, you know, with him and the group. So if his was shechted first, he could eat his, they could eat his as well, because they told him to shecht it for them. And the other carbon that they brought, because they thought that the messenger couldn't find their carbon, would just have to be burnt, like the same rules as a carbon Pesach that has no owner. We look at it as if the second one had no owner, we just burn it. But what about them, shalahen nishchat rishon? What if their carbon was shechted first? So then haim, ochlem mishalahen, they should then go ahead and eat from the second carbon that they brought, because they backtracked from, you know, relying on this guy to shecht the carbon that he was searching for. So they just have to eat from the new one that they brought. Who ochlem mishalahen, then he eats from the one that he found, because he wasn't a part of their group anymore. And what about the third scenario of him? Ein yodea ezem hanishchat rishon, if they don't know which carbon was shechted first, whether it was the one that I found, the original one, or the new one that you guys went ahead and did because you thought I wasn't going to come back. Or they were both shechted at the same time. So then, who ochel mishalo? He can eat his own, because at the end of the day, he wasn't appointed with them. V'heim enum ochel imo. They can't eat with him. Why? Because maybe their carbon was shechted first, and if their carbon was shechted first, so then they weren't part of his. V'shalahen yitzle beisasreifa, and even their own carbon pesach they can't eat either, because maybe his was shechted first, and if his was shechted first, right, they were supposed to be a part of that, but they weren't aware of it. So what happens is they have to burn now their carbon. So they have to burn their carbon now. They're stuck. They've got nothing. He's got his carbon because he shechted for himself, but they have nothing. Because if Shemashalham Nishchat Rishon, if theirs was shechted first, so then it comes out, they can't eat his, because if theirs was shechted first, then they should have been using theirs. And then they can't use their own. Why? Because maybe his was really shechted first, and they were part of his carbon. So they're stuck now. They can't eat anything. They have to burn their carbon. But at the same time, they're exempt from bringing a second Pesach Sheni. Because at the end of the day, one of these carbonos were for them. Okay? So they still get the mitzvah. They're not eating any of them. The eating is not ma'aka. The eating won't decide whether you get the mitzvah or not. The main point is to shecht it. Eating is very important, but it's not going to break the mitzvah. So the fact that one of them was for sure shechted for them, even though they couldn't eat it and they have to burn it, we exempt them from bringing a Pesach Sheni, because at the end of the day, they do have their mitzvah. New case. Amar Lahen, one of the people from the Chabura, tells his friends that I'm going to go look for the carbon that got lost, but imechayti, if I'm coming really late, tzu v'shechtu alai, go ahead and shecht for me. So they're not saying, if you find it shecht for us, this other way around. He's saying that if I don't come back, you guys go ahead and then shecht for me. Halachu matzah, he goes down and he finds the carbon, v'shachat, and he shechts it. V'hein lakru v'shachtu, and they went ahead and they also shechted it because he wasn't coming back. So now again, im shalahan nishchat rishon, if theirs was shechted first, hein ochel mishalahan, they could eat from their own carbon, because it's their carbon, they have nothing to do with his. And he could eat together with them because he asked them to shecht for him if he comes late. And then his carbon, he's have to burn it because he was together with his group. If his carbon was shechted first, so then he eats from his own carbon because he told them only shecht for me if I come late. But now he found it. So he shechted it for himself. He could eat from his own carbon if his was shechted first. And they eat from their own carbon because they never asked him to do it for them. So they each get to eat their own carbonos. If you don't know which one was shechted first, they're both shechted at the same time. So now, they eat their own carbon because they never asked him to shecht for them. But this guy, he can't eat with them. Unless his was shechted first. And if he wasn't a part of their group, so he can't eat with them. But and even his own he can't eat, because maybe theirs was shechted first, and if theirs was shechted first, since he told them shecht for me, he's really a part of their group. So now he's stuck, and he has to burn his. He can't eat either or. But again, he's exempt from being a Pesach Sheni, because at the end of the day, one of them was a good carbon for him. And even though he's not eating it, we still say he gets the mitzvah, and he doesn't have to bring a carbon Pesach during Pesach Sheni. And in the third case, Amar Lahan, he tells them, if I'm coming late, shecht for me. And then they tell him to shecht for us. So now they're each asking to shecht for each other. Okay? So now, right, the first case was the group told him, if you find the carbon Pesach, shecht it for us. The second case was that he told them, if I don't find it, shecht it for me. Right? And now they're both saying to each other, if I find it, I'll shecht it for you, right? And if I don't find it, you shecht it for me. So Amar Lahan, he says to them, if I come late, go ahead and shecht it for me. Amar Lahan, they say to him, go find it and shecht it for us. So Othlan Kulam and Arishon, they're going to all eat from the first carbon Pesach. They all eat from the first carbon, and the second one they would have to burn, because they were all dependent on each other over here. But if you don't know again which one was shechted first, or they were shechted at the same time, shnehem yotzin lebeis hasrefa, they both now have to be burnt, because they're both relying on each other, so now they're left with nothing. Again, they don't have to bring a carbon Pesach, the second Pesach Sheni, because at the end of the day, one of them was brought for each of them, but they can't eat it. So in this case, since they're relying on each other, we always go by the one that was shechted first, and then they can just eat it, and the second one they burn. And if they don't know which one was shechted first, or they're both shechted at the same time, then both have to be burnt. And then the last case is, Loyamar Lahem, Loyamar Lai. If neither of them said anything to each other, he went to go look for the carbon Pesach, they went ahead and, you know, just took a new one, he shechted his, they shechted their new one, and they didn't make any stipulation between each other. So even though in their hearts they're really relying on each other, since they didn't stipulate anything, they're not dependent on one another, and he could eat the carbon that he found that he shechted, they could eat their new carbon that they took that they shechted for themselves, and nothing has to be burnt. They just eat, both eat, the messenger eats the one that he found, the original one, the group eats the new one that they took, and nothing has to be burnt, because even though in their hearts they're relying on each other, they made no stipulation. And as long as they made no stipulation, they're not dependent on each other, and they can each just eat the carbonos that they have. So in the last case, we're not going to care which one was shechted first, or if they were shechted at the same time, or they don't know which one, or they don't know which one was shechted first. It's not going to make a difference because they're not relying on each other, and they'll just both eat their carbonos.